We're here at McDonough, and with me is Awat. Awat, thank you for agreeing to take part in the interview today. Can you just tell us a little bit about this place that you've got here? How long have you been running this establishment?
This place has been in kebab shop, as I heard for quite some time, over 30 years. And we might slightly change into a Kurdish style, let's call it. Yeah, because we do a different style of kebab and shawarma. And also we add into the fresh naan bread, which is all our customers laugh about it.
And this is quite unusual. You make your own bread here.
Yes.
Yeah. Now this is unusual. Well, how long have you been doing that?
We've been doing that over a year because it's in my country. Every corner of the street we find one, so everybody have that fresh bread every day.
Yeah.
So it's normal for us to do that, and as we want to make some things different compared to have pita, but instead of pita bread, we have fresh naan bread in the area. Let's see what people are interested or not. So it seems to be people interested a lot, and we become a bit famous in the area.
Yes, the first thing people said when I mentioned this place is, oh, they make their own bread. And it's very unusual for people here to do that. People perhaps they expect something stale or something frozen that's just been heated up. But yeah, I think people love that idea of the freshness, don't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. And most people, they just they give a good rate of all the website, as you can have a look at it, and they all love it about it, and just they think it's perfect idea.
And you said you made some other changes, some kind of Kurdish angle on the food. Can you tell us a little bit about what the difference is then between the Kurdish approach to the kebab or the food that you're doing here and the shawarma?
Especially kofti kebab, we make our own style. We literally just do a pure meat. We don't add anything on it. And it just, you feel that, you just feel the meat. You don't find it different taste. You just feel you have a proper meat. And chicken shawarma, we do forget the fresh meat twice a week and slice it thin as possible. And then when you put them in a burner, we'll grill it properly. You don't feel that you eat the cooked meat. You feel that you eat a grilled meat, which has become nice and crispy. And this is the idea.
And this is Kurdish style. This is how you cook it back home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so in Kurdistan, what kind of cookers? Do you have like a fire grill or charcoal grill?
Exactly.
How do you do
the same as here.
Yeah.
We got exactly the same as here. We work by gas, which is a burner. The same here.
Right. Yeah. And what was this place beforehand? Before you was it? It was a kebab. It was a kebab place, but it wasn't Kurdish style.
It was not very far off. It was close. Doner kebab. We're still doing doner kebab, which is not our style, but it's Turkish style. So the doner kebab is famous in England.
Yeah.
Well, most majority are English. They love doner kebab, so we didn't touch that. But overall, it just we. Dennis, not much change, but slight.
Yeah. So just adding to the menu rather than taking things away.
That's right.
And this was your idea. You're the. So what's your role? You're the chef and manager or the owner? How do you describe your role here?
Just worker.
Worker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Help out.
But you have input into the menu and the food.
Yeah.
And. Who came up with the... Did you have the name before you started here?
It was a Shawarma Express before here. And we suddenly come up with the idea. It just literally come up. In the past, they did try to change them to McDonough, but for some reason they didn't. But when I heard the name McDonough, I said, oh, that's a perfect idea.
Yeah.
For a American side of it or England side of it, they love the name. So kind of English.
Yeah.
And I said, why not? Let's go for it.
Yeah, I love this. I love the name. It's very funny. And I think I love there's a tradition of businesses with funny names. There's some fast food places and some takeaway places do have amusing names, but it's not as common. Apparently, it's somebody said it's very common in Turkey. They have amusing names for restaurants. And over here, it's hairdressers seem to be the most amusingly named. But yeah, I love it. McDonough. Yeah.
McDonough. It just seems to be connect with a name and a kebab at the same time.
Yeah.
This, I heard this. Some people in America, their name's McDonough.
Mm.
So it just a lot of people I saw, a lot of people, they take a picture of the sign outside. They were surprised. And they call each other, they call them and say, Mag, that's your name's here.
And tell me a little bit about, you're on St. James's Street, so tell me a little bit about St. James's Street. How is this a different area to other parts of Brighton? Because it's got its own character here, hasn't it? It feels a little bit like a little village or something on its own kind of.
Yeah, it just, is it, would say is kind of a small different community, which is for gay community, where they love this place. The majority of them come here, and we friendly, and they really like us. Is kind of different place compared to the other part of Brighton.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like you. There's quite a few. Takeaways on in the Brunswick part of town down Western Road, but it's got a different vibe here. Yeah, it's certainly more lively at night time as well. And you open late, are you?
No, and we open up to 12.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
You don't consider that late.
No,
not around here. That's not
no,
late.
Not around here. No, not around here.
And does the clientele change at night? Do you get different people in the evening to during the day?
Let's call it. We got a kind of a mostly our regular customer. Majority of the customers come in here, they know us very well, and they know, and day after day they introduce more people and more and more and more, because they never have any problem with the food. They always feel good about it and they're always happy. And each time they, even new people come in here, they try it and say, that was the best kebab I ever had, and walk out smiley faced and thank me for 10 times.
And you said you've been here for 30 years. Is that right?
No. This place has been in a kebab.
You've been in England for 30 years.
No.
Has been a kebab shop for 30 years.
Yes,
okay.
Correct.
So how long have you been here for?
Over 16 years.
16 years.
Okay. Yeah.
And how is it different, the culture of eating out in the UK? Is it very different to the culture of eating out back home?
Not really. Kind of, I found it the same. But it's a place like here. Exactly, they do the same thing. Not really. No, very slight, but not much different I can find. Because there's so many places like this shop in our country, which is different places.
And you have the... people often think about going for a kebab on the way home when they've been out to a pub or they've had a few drinks. Is that different as well back home? Do you find that's not the food? What sort of food do people go for at the end of a night out?
Mostly kebab.
Right.
Mostly kebab, yeah.
It's funny how it's changed, I think, here over the years. When I was a little boy, people used to get chips from the fish and chip shop on the way home. But that's just... Now it's, we'll go and get a kebab. That's just... everybody's first thought of a place to go. Yeah.
That's right. That's the English tradition, as you say. Yeah. But the kebab in our country, what it is, it's just easy going. We just grab one quick, fast. You don't have to wait for a long time. And then freshly made, it's easy going.
Yeah. And you place a lot of importance on having fresh ingredients. I noticed the meat is fresh here as well. Is that something that's important to you?
Obviously, yeah, 100% has to be fresh. The meat, once the meat arrives, it has to be checked. If I find it, I'm not happy with it, not rejected. It has to be go back, not accepted. And I would not give it to the customer something which is I don't eat it. I will eat it first, and then, let's call it, I give it to you. I sell it to you. Otherwise, if I'm not happy with something, I would not give it to anybody.
Can I actually have a question?
Yes, please.
Do you see a big difference between the meat here in Britain and the meat from where you come from? Do you see the taste? Does it taste any different?
Obviously, yes, you do, because it's, in this country is let's call it fast grow up, but in our country is organically grow up. So obviously, organic, it tastes different.
And what did you say? I couldn't, the bus was going past. So it was the opposite to organic. What did you say? It was fast growing.
Fast growing in this country. For example, chicken is take 40 days, I believe, to grow up. But lamb, and here also they add. I don't know how they do it, but it's just fast grow up. In our country, it takes a long time to grow because they grow up in the mountain. Kind of they take them to the village and then they look after them in the organic side of it. They don't give anything which is make them to fast grow up.
Yeah, like no chemicals or,
no
or, chemical, or sort of additives or supplements.
That's right.
Is that where you grew up, in the mountains?
Not really, no. I've been grow up in the city, but we had a village also. We had the village and we had a place like a small village,
Oh, like where some of your family lived, you mean, and you went there sometimes?
Kind
of,
correct.
And that was up in the mountains?
Yeah.
And did you see, like, the people farming lambs and chickens there?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah. But you don't really see that in the hills around Brighton, do you?
I've seen a few.
And so what gave you the idea of getting involved in this kind of business 16 years ago or when you came here? Was that what you were thinking at the time, that you wanted to do this kind of thing?
Not really. It's just I don't work that often, but I work in very short period in here. I don't work. And I've not been in this business for a long, long time. I was doing different. And it's just a job. At the end of the day, you have to do something.
Yeah.
Work.
But how do you find that you've done lots of different things then? How do you find this compares to other things you've done? Do you find this more enjoyable, or is this quite hard work? Or
personally, I like cooking.
Yeah.
So I enjoy cooking. I like to do things, especially cooking. So that's why I enjoyed it. Because everybody got a different habit. So my habit is fairly much cooking.
And how long have you always cooked since you were a boy, or is it something you started doing when you got a bit older?
No, let's call it since I've been in alone in England. So I've been in UK.
And you had to cook for yourself here.
Mummy's not around, so yeah.
I found this. I have a Kurdish friend or two, and when I've been round his flat, quite often some of the other guys will come round and they'll all cook together, and it's just a bunch of lads will cook a special meal. And it seems quite unusual. It's not really something that with my English friends, they'd just order a pizza if there was more than two of them. But it seemed and I wasn't sure if it was a traditional thing that they would have done back home, or if it was something that, as people who are exiles or people who are, living in a new country, they've had to develop this skill. But they all seem to pull together and they all seem to really enjoy the experience.
What it is, in this country, when boy or girl, they turn into 18, they have right to leave the family, go whatever they like. But in our country, they don't go anywhere until they get married. So they stay with the family. So always families together, they sit in the same table and they always group. So it's more enjoyable than you eat alone. So you can see more enjoyable eating and then food cooked. We get used to it. In this country, for example, when I cooked, I phoned my friend, I invited my friends, say, come around, I cooked something, let's have it together. And have a laugh and joke and tea after, and then how does it work?
Yeah. And then, so that's like part of the fun of cooking for you then, is that you get to share this and you get to get people together and people get to share and have fun as a group.
Mostly that's what we do. Because when you're together, for example, you have wife and kids, when you eat with your wife and your kids and you sit same table, it's more enjoyable than you eat alone. That is a main part of it.
Yeah. When I cook for myself, I'll just cook a pizza. I can't be bothered. But if I'm cooking for my family or other people, I'll make the extra effort, and it's way more fun.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it is.
So that's like this place. You love cooking because you know. And you know people are going to be eating your food. And
most people, when I'm here, most people, when they turn up, when I see their face, I know exactly what they want.
Right. You know what they're going to order,
Most people, because they mostly come here and they know.
Yeah.
And I even know what sauce they like.
Because they're regulars.
Can I have a question? When did you learn to cook, actually? And where did it become a passion for you?
I started cooking since 2005.
Okay.
And I put so much effort into the cooking because when I want to cook something, I spend time with it to make sure perfect as possible. I don't like to cook something which is not tasty, not nice. I like to do something nice and enjoyable. Otherwise, I wouldn't cook.
What's your favorite thing to cook?
It depends on the day and depends on my mood. Sometimes you like to have kebab, sometimes you like to rice, and soup, and different. Daily different. You don't be runs. I like everything.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to cook the same thing every day.
No.
I guess. Yeah. So you're married now. I notice you have a wedding ring.
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
Over a year.
Oh, so not very long.
No.
Newlyweds. Yeah. No children.
That is one on the way.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you.
So soon you're going to be the big daddy, and you'll have that whole family cooking experience at home.
Yeah. That's right.
So here's an interesting question. That you work here and you do cooking here. Who cooks at home?
Yeah.
Wife.
every time?
Every time. Well, sometimes I like to cook my way. So, yeah, I do cook, but not much.
Yeah. And you must like her cooking.
Obviously nice. Yeah. Delicious.
You'd have to be a good cook to impress somebody who works as a chef,
definitely,
right?
Definitely. She is definitely very good.
If this is a kebab place, do you have option for vegetarians as well?
Yes, we have. We do a fresh falafel, homemade falafel in here. We got a veggie burger. Obviously, we got, as we make our idea, the chips and naan bread as a wrap. So a lot of people love it. Yeah.
Sweet. I believe that people like the naan and chips inside, with sauce probably.
Yeah, with sauce and salad, they love it,
And falafels, do you do them here?
Yeah, we do it freshly. Fresh falafel in here, homemade.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great. A lot of places can't make falafel at all. They either use frozen ones or they taste awful. And they don't cater for vegetarians,
Homemade falafel, we do in here.
Well, we have... In the book, it's not a recipe book, but we will be collecting recipes as well. Would there be anything that you'd be interested in sharing with us that we could use? Not like trade secrets or anything like that, special secret sauce or anything like that, but is there a recipe we could use, or even simple tips that we could give people for cooking this kind of, if they want to try making this kind of thing at home? Not that we want everybody to start making all this at home and never eating out, but... is it all trade secret?
No, not really. You can have a look at the sign.
Yeah.
That is all in the sign.
Yeah.
We describe it on the sign.
Okay,
on the menu.
Can you let's have a look at the sign? Maybe you can walk me through one, and we can. All right. So I tell you what, I was a vegetarian for years and years, and I found it very difficult to find things to eat. So the falafel that you do. Where am
number
I?
Number 27.
Number 27. Okay. Right. Now, okay, so you make the falafel here. What do you put in the... What's your secret falafel recipe?
Falafel is just very simple, straightforward. Chickpeas, onion, garlic. That's it.
And
the powder, a bit of powder.
Oh, what do you use?
Mixed curry.
Cumin or coriander? What, mixed curry powder?
Mixed curry powder, yeah.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You don't use cumin?
Yeah, little bit cumin also. You don't put much. Okay. Yeah.
And what do you do? You mash it together and then fry it, or?
Yeah, mash it together and then fry it.
Yeah.
You got like a falafel spoon, you put them in a fry.
Ah,
falafel. Like a bowl.
A falafel spoon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. I don't have one of those at home, so that's where I'm going wrong, right? Well, how do you make it stick together? Do you use egg or just oil?
No, nothing. We don't use anything.
Wow.
You just stick oil because the oil is a temperature 180 degrees. So as soon as you put them in oil, it would just fry them really quick.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like that's why it's not falling apart.
How long does it, like a couple of minutes or something like that?
No, that's 30 seconds,
wow.
20 seconds.
Wow. And what kind of oil are you using?
Vegetable oil.
Vegetable oil.
Yeah.
Okay. Does it have to be vegetable oil?
No.
Because some people would use like sunflower oil or olive oil or something.
Yeah, it can be
both. Yeah.
Can be both.
But you need a lot of it and it's got to be hot, right?
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
And do the falafel need a lot of room to bounce around, or can you cram loads in there when you fry? Can you fry like a lot at a time? Or?
No.
No.
It has to have room because otherwise it will fall in apart.
That's the problem I always get. They just like start falling apart.
You cannot put them on top of each other. Right, it has to be room, otherwise it will fall in apart.
I'm too greedy. And I want it quickly and I want lots of them. So that's why I'm doing it wrong. Okay. And in the picture for number 27, the falafel's in the pizza with the a little bit of salad. What do you recommend as the best sauce to go with this? Hummus or tahini?
But definitely, it's camel's hummus anyway.
Yeah.
It's camel's hummus. We don't do tahini in here. But I always recommend falafel. It's just nice flavor with chili and garlic. Mm.
Chili sauce.
And garlic sauce.
And garlic sauce.
Garlic mayonnaise, yeah.
Oh, garlic mayonnaise. Yeah. Not like garlic oil, but garlic mayonnaise.
No, garlic mayonnaise. Yeah, which is we make in here fresh also. Fresh garlic. Yeah. Okay. You not hungry?
Yeah. Okay, brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, thank you. Oh, is there anything else you want to add or anything else you want to say about this place or about the business or your customers or anything like that?
As I explain everything, everybody loved the place. And when they came here, they never complained. They all, if you look at the TripAdvisor, they always give a good rate. You can read all the review. And we go on Just Eat, Facebook. They all give a good review. Yeah. And no, we don't have any complaint.
Yeah. All right, brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank
it was
you.
Lovely talking to you.
Lovely talking
really
to
fun. You.
You
obviously love what you're doing, and that's great. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.